Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Benjamin Netanyahu is saying that once they start the Rafah operation, the victory is going to be, quote, weeks away. So that is a very interesting development and obviously perspective on what's happening right now in the Israel-Hamas war. Of course, everybody wants to see that war come to an end as quickly as possible, but Hamas cannot be allowed to survive. It's just that simple. And this is the main problem that Israel is confronting in terms of perception around the world. And we know what Hamas is all about. But some people, maybe they know, maybe they don't care, but in so many ways, you know, Hamas continues to try to use propaganda to its benefit. But, folks, Hamas can't be allowed to continue at all. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition. Hour number three is already here. I can't believe it. I mean, it's just, again, absolutely flying by. And we're glad that you're there, though. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you want to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. You can find me on Facebook and X. You can find out more about the program as well. And, again, you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, without further ado, let's head on over and talk again with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about Benjamin Netanyahu saying that victory would be weeks away? I guess, you know, this is a chronic issue that will be there, I think, for quite some time. But what does victory really look like? I mean, can there be a victory declared in this, ultimately?
You know, that part is an excellent question because you know, what happens to the Palestinians, which have been, you know, some virtually do hate Hamas, while others, in fact, you know, are quite in line with them. So what happens to them? Well, the other piece is that there's an envoy in Paris that are doing these negotiations. And allegedly, the negotiations are 30 captives, prisoners, Israeli prisoners, for 300 jailed Palestinians. I think that's the number, but if it's not, it's close. And so that's under consideration. So there's several things that are still on the table here, and least of which is, where's Egypt in all of this?
Right.
Egypt's building a wall in Rafah, virtually building a wall, because they don't. Obviously, they don't want these people from Gaza. So, what's that going to look like? Well, we have. It seems that we have deferred all of the negotiations to Qatar, and Qatar has been a safe haven for terrorists, going all the way back at least to the Obama administration. You know, and including the Taliban, including, I think it was the Taliban 5 out of Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does this end up really looking like on the other side? We don't know. And I think that is really part of the struggle that the United States is having with Netanyahu. They think that, you know, everything will be fine and solved if there's a two-state solution.
And the election's coming up, too. That's the big problem for Biden administration,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. You know, a two-state solution is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I think that it's been proven. So, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. I have no idea what it looks like on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Netanyahu was saying basically that, you know, if the same kind of thing had happened to America, which we have seen, unfortunately, with 9/11, but as he was describing, just, you know, trying to say, you know, would you not go all the way to stop the enemy? And, you know, I'm just nutshelling that, but he seems to have quite a point. It's so hard, you know, or it's easy, I should say, for other, you know, observers to say, well, you're going too far, Israel. But Israel really is in, as you mentioned right before we went to the top of the hour news, you were saying, well, they've been in a bad neighborhood. Well, that's right. They're encompassed by so many factions and countries that don't want them to exist, ultimately.
Or the United States, for that matter. So I think that Netanyahu is probably putting some real pressure on the Biden administration, Tony Blinken and crowd, over the relationship with the West, air quote, West, and Iran. So if you don't deal with Iran, everybody's going to continue to have this problem.
Well, exactly. Now, during the Trump administration, you know, they seem to have, there was at least some kind of consensus. I know it wasn't, you know, rock solid or this kind of thing, but there was at least the general idea that Iran needed to be contained, and that seemed to be the best solution for now. But now, of course, you get, you know, the Biden administration back in power 3 years ago. They want to do the nuclear deal, all that stuff.
Well, now you have Yemen and what Iran has developed and is providing to Yemen, and now to Russia. Russia may not have the forces that it needs, the ground forces that it needs, but it is now beginning, since we're not sending Ukraine any, Russia is now doing some very interesting things, least of which was the launch of their supersonic bomber, electronic warfare, including using it against Norway, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's huge. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, it really is. Well, of course, when we come back from the quick break here, everybody, we got a lot more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm glad you mentioned about Ukraine, because Charles Schumer is basically trying to sound the alarm again on that. And we'll ask Denise about that when we come back. So, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and we are flying by. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are racing through the Monday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have so much more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, and of course, we're going to be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Do yourself a favor, everybody. Head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles and other materials that Denise has over there. You can also send us a direct message via my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you have a question or comment for Denise as well. Once again, good morning, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there are so many things going on, and of course, you know, getting back to the politics on this side of the ocean, as it were, from Israel. I'll tell you this. You know, it seems to me, Denise, that the new thing is going to be, we're not going to worry about Joe Biden and his problems anymore. We're just going to say he's wise, and as Gavin Newsom pointed out, his age is really an asset here, and he's done everything right. In fact, it's been a masterclass watching Joe Biden. What do you think about that?
You know, there's just something very peculiar about Gavin Newsom. I mean, this guy is like rehearsed and practiced and slick. I mean, in his off time, does he take like acting lessons from, you know, somebody in Hollywood? I mean, it's just creepy.
Yeah, he is pretty slick. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And after a while, that's a little, I got to tell you, that's a little off-putting sometimes. It's not genuine.
Well, it's kind of like it's he comes up with these things and then he rehearses them. I think he stands in front of a mirror and then rehearses them so he has the right expression, the right body language, the right head tilt, the posture, the hand movement. I mean, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually thinking this morning, what was the exact reason that he actually went to China? What was that about? What was the purpose? What was the mission that he went to China?
Well, I think probably, I mean, to show, I've done international stuff, for one thing. You know, mm-hmm. I went to another country and I talked about business, you know, for California, that kind of thing. But in other words, just for show. And then he got in the electric car, you know. And this
did he come back with anything? Did they sign any kind of agreements or, they put in some factory someplace? I mean, what was the whole thing about it? I missed it. I guess I didn't get the memo.
Well, but he's going on about all this legislation that, we've got the CHIPS Act, we've got the Inflation Reduction Act, and almost as if trying to rattle these off as, quote, accomplishments of the Biden administration. So to some degree, Denise, do you think that they're trying to create a record? Like, well, Donald Trump's running on his record. Well, Biden has a much better record. They're actually going that direction, but they got to know what a disaster everything is right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure the White House knows what kind of a disaster things are, and they put out these memos to the press so they step over these disasters and talk about other things. But, Governor Kemp, he sends a letter, fires off a letter immediately to this White House wanting a full-blown explanation about this killer in Georgia, in Athens. And now, as it turns out, I think that Kemp probably needs to write a letter to Alvin Bragg. Because it seems now that New York let him go after several arrests.
That's right. Yeah, he should have never, ever, A, been in this country, or B, let go in that regard. Absolutely.
So between Alvin Bragg, Mayorkas, and Biden, as far as I'm concerned, they're all accessories to murder.
Well, that's pretty strong, but I think that's how people will see this kind of thing, because this
put it out there. Let them fight back on that one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. In other words, it's preventable. You know, it's like, you know, when you say, well, you know, you could have locked up your firearm and, no, you know, the young person would never
Precisely.
Have found it. That kind of thing.
Precisely. You know, they want to sue the gun manufacturers, because, a gun that was bought and sold and bought and sold and then stolen was used in some kind of a, shooting or, some kind of a crime, and they want to sue the manufacturer. Well, same difference.
Right, right. And then, of course, you've also got, we mentioned Ukraine right before the break, and you've got Joe Biden wanting to call the congressional leaders into the White House. They're going to try to make it look like, as far as I can tell, Speaker Johnson is the one who's holding this whole thing up. And Charles Schumer was talking about, and I'm just putting this in a, paraphrasing and just sort of boiling it down, but evidently it's going to be the same as if you did nothing, as Adolf Hitler was rising to power in the 1930s, this kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The Democrats spend all this time figuring out how to blame Republicans for something.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not funny, but it's absurdly funny, because you're right. And by the way, I think Americans by and large do not want Russia to win in Ukraine. But at the same time,
how are they supposed to do it?
Well, that's right. That's right. And because we haven't given.
Okay, so don't send the money. Don't send the money. And in fact, we don't send the money. 94% of the money stays here in the United States because it's going to our defense contractors.
Right.
All right, so just send them the ammunition they need, period. That's really all they're asking for, as I see it.
Right.
I'm watching a lot of countries in Europe and in Eastern Europe, digging through warehouses and everything else to send them whatever they can possibly send them, so that's good. But I think the reason that this White House has not, and the National Security Council, has not briefed members of Congress on the conditions and the issues in Ukraine is because this White House would be confronted with the bad decisions it made on Ukraine and Russia early on. In fact, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and they don't want to have to explain it. Yeah.
Well, sure.
So for 2 years, they've made bad decisions.
Well, they have, and they've appeared soft. And this is one of the things that Vladimir Putin can size up about people. You know, Donald Trump loves to say that this would never have happened if he were president. I think that's probably right, only because they would not have expected how Donald Trump really would react to something.
Yeah, he was unpredictable.
Exactly. And that actually, that works to our advantage. And the Democrats had made such a case to say, well, that actually leads to destabilization and chaos, and Donald Trump's going to hit the red button, and all this other kind of stuff, when in reality, now we're actually on the precipice of an actual global conflict because of how all this stuff is heating up.
Well, and so, you know, the common thought between the Republicans and the conservatives is not one more dime to Ukraine. Are they going to say the same thing about Taiwan?
Right. Well, also, of course, they tried to tie a lot of this to the border, you know, and I would tell Chuck Schumer, if we're actually stopping Hitler number two here, why can't you just say, okay, we're going to fix this border thing, we're going to actually do that at the border. We're going to have a different, we're going to HR2 the whole nine yards, and we'll get that funding for Ukraine for the sake of global stability. But they won't even budge on something like that.
Well, interestingly enough, nobody in this administration can give us a number on what this administration has spent in the last 3.5 years on all things immigration, between giving money to NGOs and the charities, for the housing and the tents and the you know, free health care and the hotels and the meals and the transportation and all these other. What have we spent in 3.5 years? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would that money have looked like if we didn't have to spend that money, including from FEMA and the VA, by the way, and we had used it for all of these conflicts, or if we had just restored our military capabilities, what would that look like? Now, I think what Speaker Johnson's going to do is he's going to put in bring to the floor a piece of legislation to take the money that we have seized from oligarchs, the corrupt oligarchs from Russia, the seized assets, because that's a huge movement in Europe, and take that money, seize the money, and use that for Ukraine.
Well, that sounds like a plan. It really does. I don't think it's going to get a lot of support just from the Democrats. I don't know why. It just feels wrong to them, I'm sure. Okay, Denise, stay right there. Bottom of the hour coming up, everybody. We'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina.
Donald Trump is racking up the delegates after a big win in South Carolina. He beats former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state, getting approximately 60% of the vote to Haley's 40%.
I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates. Next up is Michigan's primary on Tuesday, and then the following week on March 5th is Super Tuesday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, Monday edition continues. Going by at warp speed, everybody. Welcome back to the program. And, you know, it's always good advice, of course. Yeah, tell her about it. Just tell her about it. That's always good advice, of course, there from the one, the only Billy Joel, of course. Folks, again, Monday morning edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to give us a call this morning, or head to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Once again, we're with Denise Simon, our good friend from founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've been covering a lot of great ground on these segments this morning, I think. And definitely, you know, what's going to happen next year going over towards Super Tuesday, we will see. But at some point, do you think the media is going to start calling Donald Trump the presumptive nominee officially?
In fact, they pretty much are.
Yeah.
They pretty much are. I was actually thinking, too, that in the last month or so, we haven't heard any of these politicians, except once, I think, from Biden, talking about climate change and, you know, the existential threat. So I would say the other thing, too, that Speaker Johnson could necessarily do is stop all monies that are earmarked and assigned and all that to all things climate change and use it to fund all the things that we need to fund here domestically in order to fix what needs to be fixed. Now, Border Patrol doesn't need more money. as much as, you know, Biden would like to say so. They just need the existing laws on the books, and they need to be talking up H.R. 2. And I'm real disappointed that nobody in the White House press briefing, after they keep blaming the Republicans for not passing the Senate bill, just saying they don't need to pass the House doesn't need to pass the Senate bill because they passed H.R. 2, little Miss Karine Jean-Pierre. What say you?
Right. Right. Exactly. And, of course, you're talking about funding, but we're heading towards the deadline on the government shutdown as well. Where do you see that going?
Well, they're going to be, I think it happened to at the end of this week. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So I think when they come back in session, the House does. Speaker Johnson's got a lot of work to do. Now, maybe he's got some things on his desk that he's going to just throw out there. You know, I think they start coming back today. It's put out there tomorrow. And, you know, work in, as you say, warp speed in order to deal with some of this. So we'll see. We'll see where this necessarily goes.
Indeed. Well, we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, giving us a call this morning. Denise, and he's got a question or comment for you. Good morning, Neil. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, Kyle, and same to you, Denise.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. I don't know why, but I'm trying to remain optimistic. Let me start by saying I think the greatest threat to our democracy is the press and the media.
Yeah.
I was just watching a replay of Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, and your guy from Naples and Fort Myers, Byron Donalds, he is what a congressman. He is awesome. Unbelievable. He pushed back. He did not allow her to define the narrative. She kept saying, you know, they were talking about Biden retaining possession of these classified documents, and Byron, he pushed right back. He said, the Espionage Law Act is clear. He is not allowed to possess those documents. He was a senator. Period. And she's saying, no, there's no evidence. There is certainly clear prima facie evidence. There's no confusion about it. And he pushed back, and she tried to make the case that it's, you know, Biden is not guilty of any crime, yet President Trump is. I was very impressed by his interview. Just awesome. They talked.
He's
just
a good guy.
Tremendous congressman. He is great. He's great. And he's very bright. Thinks quick on his feet. It was just really, it was great to watch that interview. Let me get to another point I want to make and then I'll shut up. All these indictments, and there are four prosecutors. I think they are all, I think they all have mental health problems. In my opinion, as a prosecutor, you're a cop, all right? Police are required to take a psychological inventory exam. I mean, they're elected officials. Well, I think Fani Willis was not elected. She may have been appointed. But what's her name? The Attorney General in New York.
Letitia James, yeah.
Letitia James.
Yeah.
She's got, she is mentally unstable. And I'm being an amateur psychologist, but she is mentally unstable. She's a cop. She should be required to take a psychological inventory exam before she is sworn in. I mean, there's no, like, legal foundation to suggest that President Trump is guilty of any crime. And I was listening to something, and I promise I got to shut up.
No, going on. No worries. No, we're enjoying it.
This is leading into Mark Levin, who I respect and I admire. Legal background, his constitutional scholarship. And he was talking today about the 14th Amendment and how the 14th Amendment obligates state and local governments to incorporate the Bill of Rights. Through the 14th Amendment, okay, the 8th Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Okay? No excessive penalties. It is unconstitutional. All right? That extends right down to the state level. It's just not a state. The federal government, through the 14th Amendment, okay, prevents excessive fines and penalties. That's exactly what's being imposed upon Donald Trump with this real estate fiasco. I'll shut my mouth and I'll wait for your comment.
No, Neil, we love you. Thanks for calling. Absolutely. No, we're always glad to hear from you. Yeah, so Denise, that's right. I mean, this is the cruel and unusual kind of punishment, isn't it?
I watched that segment, and he was referring to the Timms case where they seized his vehicle. I think it was a Range Rover that he bought with inheritance money or insurance money when his parents died. And it ended up before the Supreme Court, and interestingly enough, it was a 9-0 decision that was what they did to Timms was wrong. And the leading opinion from the Supreme Court, interestingly enough, of the 9-0, was written by who? Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, cool.
So while in fact Mark Levin was making this presentation trying to explain it all to us, I think he was also speaking to the collection of lawyers for Trump, to tell them how to, case law at the Supreme Court, and tell them how to fight against what has happened here with the most recent decision by the New York judge.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really speaking to, hey, I think I just found how you can deal with this. So.
Well, exactly. I mean, and there does seem to be a lot of people out there who are seeing this for what it is. That this is, it's kind of like, how about, can we find something to impose a $355 million penalty on Joe Biden?
Actually, it's over $400 million because of interest.
Because of the interest. Well, of course, exactly. And it's like $87,000 a day or something. And, but I mean, it, at some point, this is like trying to kick somebody off the ballot. Well, we'll kick your guy off the ballot or your candidate off the ballot in a different state. I mean, it just becomes this back and forth because it's not based in reality. It just becomes another political weapon. And I think people see this as a political weapon.
Well, I was really reminded last night what the at the breakup of the Soviet Union and what was happening when these businesses, these companies were actually being sold off. So I was reminded about Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He was the president of Yukos Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they ended up charging him with tax evasion and kept imposing all these tax fines on the company to the point where it just couldn't be done. And then they jailed him. And they put him in the same kind of a prison that they put Navalny.
Oh, wow.
And they took the company from him. They literally took the company from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Denise,
same thing is happening here.
Well, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Stay right there, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are racing through hour number three here on the program this morning, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much more to talk about and tell you about on the program this morning. And we've got Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. And we're starting off here another great day on Monday, another great week of broadcasting. And it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have Chris Markowski starting off with us here, of course, on a Monday morning. And so welcome once again, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And, of course, you can hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, as well. Well, Chris, you know, one of the things, well, first off, what do you think about this, at least from a business perspective, what do you think about AT&T giving out a $5 credit to everyone who lost their service for approximately 12 hours late last week? Is that something that customers are going to be happy about, or is that going to satisfy them?
I apologize. I'm hearing like the major delay.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, let's try that now. I'm sorry about that. We'll see if we can get that corrected. Okay, so what I was just saying, Chris, is that from your business perspective, AT&T is giving $5 credits to each customer who was affected by this service interruption last week that lasted for some about 12 hours. Is that going to satisfy them, do you think?
Well, I don't don't think it, I mean, you're going to always have people upset. I don't think you, you know, will probably satisfy anybody, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of complaints about the issues. As long as they figure out and get to the bottom of it, I think we all kind of take for granted just how easy it is and how everything kind of works. You don't really have these things happen more often. I mean, I beg you myself, high speed internet and spend a lot of money to have it working, and then when it goes down, which is rarely, you tend to get upset because it interrupts your day. I mean, we fail to realize how kind of reliant we are upon this stuff. So, I'm sure it's not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah, well, exactly. But obviously, they were saying it was a software update. It doesn't appear to have been any kind of a nefarious thing that happened, but very different for the pharmacies that were involved in a separate incident where they were interrupted. Well, one of the other things that we're looking at this morning, Chris, is that it looks like, according to one report here, that inflation might have gone up in January by about the most that it has in about a year. And so obviously, if inflation stays sticky like this, obviously it means interest rates will be affected or the adjustment thereof. But what can be done at this point as opposed to simply raising interest rates? What other things could be done to try to curb the inflation that we're seeing?
I mean, again, it's the same old. You get the government out of the way. I mean, government regulations, do what you can to make energy as cheap as possible. I mean, we're perpetually getting in our own way. I mean, you take a look at, everything, for the government, various different standards, whether it be in regards to appliances or, the cost of bringing food to market. I mean, there's just so many different things that drive our costs up. You take a look at regulatory costs here in the United States. That's a big driver. I really don't feel that the Federal Reserve really can do much at this point in time. Again, we need to have more units out there when it comes to housing. You talk about the difficulties of getting things built here in this country and how, that's not having enough inventory is a bit of a problem. A lot of overhang and a lot of issues right now moving forward. I think it's going to, bring some caution. But I still believe that the Federal Reserve will probably be lowering rates, come late spring, early June. It's not just inflation. They got that dual mandate as well. And without a doubt, unemployment's going up. I mean, companies are laying off. Let me just give you the reality on the terrain. I'm an employer. Kids are in college right now, juniors. They're not getting internships. They're not giving out internships like they used to. The job market is very, very tight right now, very difficult. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because of that dual mandate, we start to see unemployment, tick up. It may, push the Fed to do something.
Well, exactly right. And it's terrible that it kind of has to come to that, to that state of affairs in order for them to do that. And you mentioned energy prices. Is that based on oil alone, let's say, or what could be done in terms of softening that? Is that simply more to try to become energy independent?
Well, I think that's again, you want to head it in that direction. You want to have be far sighted when it comes to energy. Honestly, inexpensive energy builds wealth, and that's what the world wants. And, you take a look at countries that are doing really poorly. You look at, the used to be industrial powerhouses like Germany are falling off a cliff. And simply because the cost of energy in those countries for their really stupid, net zero green energy policies, which are a farce. Having access to inexpensive energy is, and making sure that access is going to be available. You're a business owner, you're a manufacturing plant, whatever it may be, you want to set up shop in a place like that because then you want to be confident what your costs are going to be moving forward.
Well, indeed. You mentioned layoffs. There's a very interesting article over at CNBC, asking the question why there's widespread tech layoffs despite having what they term as a strong U.S. economy. And we see a lot of companies, not just tech companies, but they're cleaning house. you know, I suppose trying to get in line with what they see as terms in terms of problems in the economy that are not too far away.
Well, that's a part of it, but also they overhired. They went crazy a couple of years ago, and you know, they're going through. They do companies see what's working and what's not working. And, you know, then they make cutbacks as such. And, you know, that's everywhere. It's advertising spending. It's, you know, where they're spending dollars. It's not like that they're not spending money. They're just they're not spending it on people. And a lot of this, you know, a lot of utilizing AI to replace certain jobs out there. That's real. There's no doubt about that. Something to be feared. I mean, this happens all the time when new technologies and new things come around. You have to adjust to that. But, you know, without a doubt, you know, companies went, you know, crazy during the COVID years, and they're laying off now. It's not just tech. It's finance. It's everywhere.
Well, you mentioned about AI, and I'm curious. Is AI, obviously there's costs associated with doing that, but are those costs going to be so much lower than actually having, you know, human beings, you know, answering your telephone call or this kind of thing? I suppose maybe in repetitive things like, you know, I'm calling up because, you know, I need to, you know, schedule maintenance work or something like that, maybe AI could do. But do you think it's to the point where it's going to be very widespread?
I think so. We've seen it little by little for a while. And again, it depends on, you know, depends on what your business is. I think a lot of companies are going to be implementing these things without doubt in the way that, you know, you said, you know, scheduling appointments, you know, anything like that. They're going to try to obviously cut costs. And I continue to see that trend moving in that direction. Again, you use it as an opportunity. I mean, I would never do anything like that with my business. I've been pitched various different things. That's just not, you know, who we are and how we go about doing things. But, you know, for other companies, you know, with, you know, they want to keep their costs down. They're gonna move in that direction.
Well, and I suppose, you know, we've seen enough science fiction movies to know, I guess we just have to be nice to the AI and say please and thank you for when the whole apocalypse starts or something like that. But yeah, I think people get more used to talking to what is essentially an artificial voice on the other end of the phone in real time.
Yeah. And to me, I mean, in some ways, it kind of annoys me. Sometimes you're on a website looking around, they have the annoying pop-up, you know, can I help you?
And, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Somebody wearing sort of headset. Like, yeah, that's, you know, I actually believe that person is on the other end answering my questions. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, to some degree. I mean, it really is. It annoys me. And, you know, it's a turnoff when it comes to certain products. And I think companies have got to find a kind of a happy medium in how to go about using it.
Well, indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, of course, is the website. Thank you, my friend. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, and Chris Markowski, you can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer, as well. And don't forget, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out about Chris, his radio program, and his podcast. Folks, we are coming right back. Top of the hour news is next, and we've got Frank Silvano on deck. Stay right there. Hour number three is now officially in the books.
Thank you. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.